This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the
Welcome
show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks
of
in the Bay Area.
It's
now let's get moving.
To think that it's already been 3 weeks. It seems like we were just walking around Kent Lake just yesterday. And that has been 2 weeks from now. We've already gone to Point Bonita as well and seen some beautiful views of the bay and some beautiful views of the ocean that we have here in the bay. Golden Gate Bridge, obviously, we've seen that. And like I said, first week we saw Kent Lake. We saw the small things that the bay has to offer. So we've done small town. We've done the biggest and baddest thing that the bay has to offer, and that is the Golden Gate Bridge. So where can we go from here? And to be honest with you, I was really struggling with that. I know there's a ton of hikes in the bay, and there's a lot of places that I could go. That was not an issue, but the main issue was choosing what could I then show you that you haven't already seen or haven't already thought of going to see. Because the Golden Gate Bridge is, of course, a very beautiful place, but most people have already thought about seeing that, and most people have seen that. Maybe you haven't been to Point Bonita, and maybe you could see it from there for the first time, but it's just, everyone's kind of seen it. You can look it up. It's not, like, the most special thing in the world, I would say, just because everyone's seen it. Everyone's seen it, like I said. So what is a spectacular viewpoint that shows a very unique location of the bay that is just as beautiful as something like the Golden Gate Bridge, which is tough to find, very tough to find, because the Golden Gate Bridge is quite the competition. But I think I've done my best here, and I think I've found a hike that it does a good job of that. It does a good job of showing you a very unique location in the bay that is just as stunning as something like being up close to the Golden Gate Bridge. And that place is going to be Grizzly Peak. Grizzly Peak is in Berkeley, California, just behind the Cal Berkeley Stadium. In fact, if you go to certain places on the drive, you'll be able to look down into the stadium. And if you don't want to pay for tickets, it's also a very great place to watch the game. But you didn't hear that from me. So, what else makes Grizzly Peak awesome? There's a lot of things that make Grizzly Peak pretty awesome compared to Kent Lake and compared to Point Bonita. Kent Lake and Point Bonita also had a little bit of accessibility issues. Not so much Point Bonita, but there is a lot less parking there. And I wanted to find a place that was very, very accessible. Even to people who could not hike at all, you'd still be able to see the view of the people who can do the hike. And Grizzly Peak is a perfect place for that because it's just wrapped with these hills of just winding one-lane, two-lane roads that cruise off the edge of this mountain that has this unbelievable, we'll get to the view at the end, that's the part that makes this, it's the magic sauce of this whole thing. We'll get to the view in a little bit, but right now the accessibility is what is key here, and there is so much of it. There's a ton of pullway points on the side of the road and small little parking areas on the side of the road that you can just pull away and have just as great of a view as if you parked at close to the top and hiked to the very, very top. Obviously, you're going to get a much better view at the very, very top because it's the very, very top. But the view from the driving points is unbelievable. I mean, there's nothing you can't see. You can see San Jose. You can see San Francisco. You can see Oakland. You can see the Bay Bridge. You can see the Richmond Bridge. You can see the Golden Gate Bridge, and at night, it just looks like a sky full of stars that you're just looking down upon, and it is beautiful. And in the daytime morning, I would almost argue that it's even more beautiful as the clouds of the bay and the fog rolls in, and you can no longer see any of the bay in the city, but that's because you are now above the clouds and looking down at the sun shining at the tops of these beautiful, just fog-rolled-in clouds into the bay. And it feels like you are on the top of the world. It is just the most spectacular view from this point that I know a lot of people who have lived in the Bay have heard of, but people who just come to visit just overlook this point that can see everything because it's, yeah, far away from everything, but that's the only place that you can be to see it all at once. And seeing it all at once is such a crazy feeling. It's something you don't think you'd be able to ever do if you were in a plane or a helicopter or something. But Grizzly Peak is just like that. It is a point that is a stationary helicopter, essentially, where you can just look down upon everything. So yeah, the view is what has brought me to Grizzly Peak. The view and the accessibility are the main two key points I want to give you here. So what about the hike itself? The trail quality is probably the best we've had so far. And I don't want to say that. I say probably because Kent Lake will always have, or not always, but so far definitely does have the widest, the nicest, and the cleanest trails out there. There's not many people that go on them, so they're very, very well maintained, and they're great for biking, and they're great for all kinds of things like that. Biking at Grizzly Peak is not, it's better than Point Bonita, but it's certainly not Kent Lake. Biking people, I will definitely get you next week, but this week is going to be, again, not the greatest place to bike because, again, you're very, very high up, and these are not small hills. These are mountains. These are very tall, steep mountains, and if you are not experienced in carving off trails or around trees, you can seriously get yourself hurt here, very hurt here, and I wouldn't advise it if you weren't experienced. And if you are experienced, then go for it. And if you aren't experienced, but you're looking to get up there anyways, I would recommend staying main roads for the most part. There are a lot of bikers that just bike on the side of the road, and you get an incredible view, and you do get to wind through the mountains as well. It's obviously not that off-road experience that most mountain bikers are looking for, but you will get a very, very nice bike ride here if you do that. The trails bike riding, like I said, is tough, but there are some that it'll be easy. They're a little easier, and you could spend a good 30 minutes biking around in them. I would say I wouldn't spend a ridiculous amount of time just because, like I said, there's not a lot of small, smooth trails that just cruise. There's either flat ground going uphill or very steep downhill or no trail at all. So, yeah, biking, wouldn't really advise it. Hiking, there's pretty much every level of trail that you could possibly want here. You're going to have, other than maybe just straight rock climbing itself, you're going to have off-trail climbing through forestation and shrubs and all that, and trees and all kinds of things like that. Or you can just stick to the straight road and walk up a paved road on the side and see a beautiful view out to your left of course, everything. Or you can just kind of balance an in-between of an easier trail that's a little bit uphill, but doesn't have the greatest view. I would say I would spend about a 45 minute to an hour minimum here just looking around at what there is to offer. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of trails that you'll notice that you won't notice on the first try or even the first drive up because they just branch around. Like I said, this is a just giant maze above the clouds, essentially. So finding one specific trail is pretty tough, unless it's one of the main ones. But like I said, pretty much any level of difficulty that you want. If you want an uphill tough battle, you'll find an uphill tough battle. If you want a little just stroll Sunday 15 minute walk, you'll find one of those. And if you don't even want to hike and you just want to park up and look at this very nice view, there's also that. So, like I said for the last time, there is every level of varying difficulty for people just walking around. Biking, it's a little bit different, but walking around, anything you want, you'll be able to find here at Grizzly Peak. The only complaint I would have with it is that there's not some of the mainer trails kind of walk you up into the middle of the mountains and farther away from the bay view. So it gets a little boring at times because you'll just find yourself in a more of a Kent-like scenario where you're just surrounded by a bunch of trees and there's not really much else than that. But it only happens occasionally, and the view just, it takes you away from all of that anyways. So overall, what did I think about Grizzly Peak? Grizzly Peak was a very... Bonita was a very big jump over Kent Lake. But Grizzly Peak is just not that kind of jump over Bonita. But it is just as unique of an experience as Bonita. Bonita, you'll be able to see the Golden Gate Bridge from a completely different perspective than most people. Grizzly Peak, you'll be able to see the entire bay at once, which itself is a perspective that most people haven't seen. And that right here is the eye candy of Grizzly Peak. And that's what draws me to it, and that's what made me bring it here to you today. And it is a very much make-your-own experience, and that's another part that I like about it. Point Bonita is also very similar to this, as it, you kind of just branch into whatever direction that you want. But Grizzly Peak is like that because it also, while it has all these branches, there's so many more of them that it's unreal. They're not as exciting as Point Bonita's branches, but there's just, it makes up for it in volume easily. I didn't even get to all the exploring, and I spent a good 3 hours just walking around and even just driving through those hills. Yeah, I'm going to give this place a 7 out of 10. The only reason I'm giving it a 7 is because, one, the biking, again, could be better if some of the trails were... if there were a few extra trails. I saw some great places that, oh, if they just had a trail sitting there, it would be awesome for biking. And second, like I said, a lot of those main trails will take you into some boring areas, some just trees, and a lot of people like that. It's going to be very peaceful, obviously, but some people are going to be there just for the view, and you're not really going to get it if you're going to be doing a bunch of hiking. You're going to be getting a lot more view point time if you just drive up there and park on the side rather than walking up into the hills itself, which is a little disappointing, but... the view is wow, and the drive there is pretty nice. So yeah, that's going to go ahead and wrap up the third episode of Walkie Talkie. 7 out of 10 for Grizzly Peak. Fantastic location, and I really hope you guys get the chance to go out there and check it out and see that sky full of stars or that sea of clouds below you. I've been your host, and I hope to see you all out on the trails.